Yeah. So some shittas is the Zosim the Raisa, and some shittas is Zosim the Rabbon. I call upon him Zichos and the Rabbon to make Seder on Yom Tov. So ain't Sodin Dogim and Abir from the Yom Tov. Even though the fish is in Shrein of pond, still it's also it's called Mechuset Seder. And to go get him out of the pond on Shabbos, on Yom Tov Yichayiv. We are nice with Mefnei Mezoinis. So then you can't put food in front of the fish. Because they're Muksa. Avot Sodin Chayiv Yoyf. But you're allowed to capture on Yom Tov a Chaya V'yoyf from a Bivrin, from this corral. Since they're not Muksa, you're allowed to take them on Yom Tov. Nor is the Pshat is, it's already called Sayid before Yom Tov. You have a Chaya in a corral, it's called Sayid already. So on Yom Tov he's Mukhan, he's not Muksa, you're allowed to Shech them on Yom Tov. Who are then nice Mufnei Mezoinis. They could feed him on Yom Tov. For tomorrow, Minu Avakasha. Bivrin shall Chayas v'shaloyfos. Here's a lashon of bivrin, right, like a corral, a fenced off area. Even though you have chayis inside there, and you have oifers, birds inside there, and dogim in the water there, is ain't sodim hem biyomtiv. Mashm is called, it's not called sayid before, it's not called a captured. So if you go to capture it now on yomtiv, it's also. The noisnuf meim azoinus. The melech is an isid sayid to capture it now, it's called muksa. So since it's muksa, you're not allowed to feed muksa on yomtiv. So it's a stira. For the Gemara Kashya Chaya Chaya. The first Brisa says Chaya is called captured in a beaver from before Yom Tov. So Mela on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take him and shecht him. It's not Muksam. And the second Brisa says it's also for a Chaya. Kash Oifas and Oifas, the same stira as upon Oifas. One Brisa says a beaverin is called captured already from before Yom Tov. So the Oif is not Muksa. And the first Brisa said, no, it is called Muksa. So Drashi, Bivrin means Karfif Mois Mukofen. Karfif means a big shetach of karka that has four walls around it. Mukofen, you have walls around it. Ein Sodem Yem B'yomtiv. Alma Lav Nitzud V'yomit Koi Choshev Lei. It's not called like it was captured from before Yomtiv. So maybe you're doing the Melechet Seda on Yomtiv, that's awesome. Shema Mina, Hamach Nisa Lebivor, Ein Zetzid Osoi. If on Yomtiv or on Shabbos you'll take the Oif or take the Chayim and put him into this beaver, you wouldn't be Chayim, it's not called Sayid yet. Therefore on Yomtiv now, you go to capture him from this beaver, on Yomtiv you're Chayim. Ayat Sestira, is it right? Ein Leistok Neim Zayin is, Kivon Dein Muksin, the Muslim Mitzvah Halayu, since they're Muksa, then you're not going to touch them, you can't capture them, so you're not going to be Matrich yourself with them. So Chorot Sestira, so tomorrow, Bishlei Mechaya Chaya Tayyel Lekasha, Horeb Yehuda Rabbanan. That's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. How much do you need to capture a Chaya? According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Yoni Chaya Mitzvi Nabayis. Anything less than the house is not called captured. So the first Brice that says it's called Muksam, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The second Brice that goes according to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan says that Tzvi, even in the Gina, even the Chas, even the Bivrin, is also called Sayyid. So if you put him into this beaver before Yom Tov, he's considered already captured from before Yom Tov. So mail on Yom Tov, it's mutter to take him. Trash your Rabbi Yehuda, he the ain't saw that. That said, this also Rabbi Yehuda, he the masnisin. Lechoshav leitzayda shiichus ulabayis. It's only called captured a chayv. It goes into the house. Less than that, it's not called captured. So mail now on Yom Tov to capture him. It's an issa. So tomorrow elo oifas oifas kasha. But there shtver the two brises is of birds. Because our Mishnah, both Reb Yehuda and Reb Chachamim, both say a bird is only called captured in its migdol, in its special birdhouse. But less than that, it's not called captured. So, Chutzasira, how come one bride says in the Bivrin, it's already called captured, and the male on Yontif, it's not Muksa, you're allowed to take him on Yontif. Our Mishnah says that bird is only called Nitzud in its migdol. Shrash Yoifus Yoifus Kasha, to a Bein Reb Yehuda, Bein Rabban, and Sipul, a migdol Kamri. It's only called captured if it's in a migdol, it's in its cage. Mashenkin, less than that, is not called capture the bird. So how could the bride to say that the oifis is mutter to take? Now the Gemara, v'chi taim oifis, oifis naim alakashya, ho bebiva makura, ho bebiva shena makura. I say, it's not communal, this beaver, they have a roof on top of it, then it's called the bird is captured from before Yom Tov. Then it's not muksam. If it doesn't have a roof, then it's awesome. For the Gemara, no, v'abai is the makuruhu. Everybody knows the normala house has a roof on it. And still the Mishnah says, Ubein the Rabbi Yehuda, Ubein the Rabbanim, Tzipo the Migdol in. When is it called you capture the bird on Shabbos if you put him into the Migdol, a special cage for him? But if you put a bird inside the house, even though there's a roof on top, still it's not called captured. He can fly around the whole room. You can't capture him. It's not called side yet. So still sure, how could the bride say here if you have the birds in the beaver, it's mutter, it's called side from before Yom Tov. Our Mishnah says not that. Our Mishnah says only if it's in a migdol. Less than a migdol, it's not called side. And for the Gemara, Omarabba Barahunam, Hocha B'tzipa Dror Askinim. I'll tell you, Pshat now, Mishnah is talking about a special type of a bird, a wild bird. He's a wild bird, doesn't listen to you. So, man, if you put him into your house, even though he's cornered on all four sides with a roof on it, he'll still fly around and run around. Like in the house, he acts like he's outside the fields. That's called a wild bird. Then, Dafk, you need a migdol and not the bias. These brides are talking about tame the birds. A regular tame bird, then even in a makura, and a beaver makura would be mutter. A bee, there's a roof there, it's tame, it won't fly away, it's mutter. Trashi, v'tzipor dror, masnisen diktoni tzipor labayis loi, our Mishnah it says is not called captured in the house, only in the migdol, v'tzipor dror askin, the wild bird, shadaka lodi babayis ki besoda, he's in the house the same way he feels like he's outside in the soda. V'nishmetis mizov dizov, so run away from one corner to another corner, he's not called captured yet. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Mo Nikra Shmo Tzipa Dror, why do we give him such a name, Tzipa Dror? Govnei Shadora Babayas Kibasod, he's a wild bird. He lives in the house the same way he lives in the Sodom. So the Mara Hashtu, the Yasilochi, he wants to come onto such terrors. So Drashi Lekim Nidle Tavayu Krabonin, that both these brises go according to Rabonin. As Nafgumino, one beaver by the bird had a roof on top. If it had a roof on top, it's called captured from before Yom Tiv, it's mutum. And one bride says, it's also with a beaver that doesn't have a roof on it. So once you want to give such a terrorist, I was talking about two different types of beaverin, I'll tell you, chaya, chaya, naim, lakasha. The first two theories we had between a chaya, that one bride said a chaya and a beaver is called captured before Yom Tiv, and one said it's not called captured before Yom Tiv, I'll tell you, they both go according to Rabbanim. You don't have to say one's the Rabbanim, one's the Yehuda. They both go according to Rabbanim. Hobe beaver godel, hobe beaver cotton. I'll tell you two different kimtis. One's a nice big shetach of karkam, so there it's not called captured. Then it's also to catch him on yontif. One's talking about a small beaver, that's called captured. Or hefki dami beaver godel, what's called the big beaver that the chaya is not called captured from before yontif? Hefki dami beaver cotton, what's called the small beaver that he is called signed before yontif? Or before Shabbos, or Ravashi, kol heicha deroyet basra yamatilo bechad shchiyah. By one jump, now as you're running after him at one time, if you can capture him at one time, that's called a small room. Mashenkin, if it's a big room here and you have to run this way, then run that way, then run backwards, that's not called side before Yom Tif, that would be an incident on Yom Tif to catch taken. That's called the beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godel. Anything more than that, you can't get him at one shot, is not called nitzud, that's called the beaver godel, and then it's also to do it on Yom Tif. Inami kolecha denofu tula viksolim adodi. Means the walls are not so far away that the shade of one wall falls upon the other wall. It shows it's not so far away. That's called the beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godel. Mashenkin, if it's further away that the shade doesn't go from one wall to the next wall, that's called the beaver godel. According to Mr. Shrek, the Shkula should be told how high the walls are and how short the walls are. Right, but such a shetach. Normal size wall, if it's very far away, the shade doesn't reach. If it's not so far away, the shade reaches. Vinami, kol hecha deleko upsi upsi beaver cotton. Anytime the corral doesn't have small corners, he can run to, like a dodge you. You run after the thing this way, I don't know exactly what Uksi is, you have to see what the corral looks like. He has a way he can dodge you. You run here, he'll run away from you. If he has a way to get away from you, that's called, if there's no way to get away from you, that's called the beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godel. It could be a small corral, but if it's Uksi, there are type of corners there that he could dodge you, so you can keep it, it could be small, but you run, you cannot get him, you can't get him, it's not called Nitzin. It depends if he could run away from you or not. Says in the Mishnah the Wat, Loikola beaver and shoven, not every beaver is shoven. No, it depends. It's mechus et say the pot, the shena mechus et say the chai. The posh depends how big the shetach of kaker is, could you capture him or not? Omer Rab Yosef, Omer Rab Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, halacha kev shimon gamliel. We pass like a shimon gamliel. That a beaver, when do we say you put a chayiv on in Shabbos into a tzvi, into a beaver, you chayiv? Only by a beaver cotton are you chayiv. That's called seidim. But shaking a big one, it's not. So tomorrow, omalei, abaya, halocha mechlau de pligi. Since you're saying halocha is mashma, somebody dingzich on him. So he's asking, who's the one that dingzich? Trashi mechlau de pligi, wo akimna de rabbona nami beaver cotton amri. The Chura Yos saying halacha gershom gamliel mashma the rabbona nami chuluk on him. And we just got finished answering the two brises. We wanted to say both of them go according to rabbonim, and the rabbonim also mask him to this chiluk. But a beaver godol is not called nitzud, but a beaver cotton is yet called nitzud. So if it's so schwer, why do you say halacha get Shimon Gamliel? Mashma only him and not the Rabbanim. Luchuras halacha goes going to both of them. Omalei answered back, my nafkli menuch. What do you want from me? What's the difference? I said the right halacha. I said halacha get Shimon Gamliel. You're asking me the way I say it's mashma Rabbanim amachulakami. And really Rabbanim not machulakami. But so what? The halacha is like a Shimon Gamliel. Omalei, that's not an answer. Gemara gomer zemutet hey. We learn in Gemara, you want to make into zemiris. Zemiris means you say something, sounds good, yeah, not. That's not learning Gemara. We learn Gemara, every word you say has to mean something. So you said the long Lashon. It doesn't pass to say halacha, if Shimon Gamliel, if there's no machlekes, if everybody's masking to him. So Rashi, my nachluch minoch, koshken, kibbut leipolig, lehilkos akavos, I said the right halacha, have Adam right. Is a mutet, hey, oimer ashmu of Zemira be'alma bleitzerich. There's a pass to say a Lashon, a limud, a Gemara, just be Lashon Zemira, singing for no purpose. Can it say? So have a cash when you don't sell halacha Shimon Gamliel. It should have said halacha kizeh like a stam halacha because there's no machlekes on it. Tana Rabbanan, hatzad tzvi suma. You have a blind a deer that you caught now on Shabbos, or else for Yoshin the deer is sleeping. Chayiv, still you chayiv on Shabbos. You found a deer out in the street and he's blind or he's sleeping and you capture him now. You chayiv. Chigur v'zokin, he's sick, he can't walk. V'zokin is too old. V'chayil is sick. Then you potter. Even though you capture on Shabbos, because since he can't move, he's called nitzad v'yomid, he's called captured already. Omalei abayil Rabbi Yosef Maishna, what's the difference? Both of them, they're not moving right now. So why are the first two ayyechayiv? The guys assume he's blind or he's sleeping now. And the Gemara, Maishna hani, hani yavid l'rebuya. Even though he's a sumo or he's sleeping, he's oimid to wake up and move away. A sumo can still run away from you. So when you capture now, it's called you did something on Shabbos. Hani le'avidu rebuya, but if he's hinkadik, if he can't move, he's lame, or he's a zaken, or he's a chayla, that is he can't move away from you. So that's not called you're doing a malacha on Shabbos. Trashi suma v'yoshin avidu rebuya lishamet kishemagishin yadodim. Even though he's blind, but as soon as he feels you, he can run away from you. So it's not so easy to capture him. So if you do the ma'aseh say the yichayv on Shabbos, ma'ashenk and these other two, they can't move away. That's called nitzav yomid. For the Mar Akasha, for Tanya, another bright, Choyle Chayiv, it says if you capture a deer that's sick, you are Chayiv, and then we just said Choyle is Potter, Teretz is Poshid, Omer Ashesh Lakasha, Ho Bechoyle Machas Ishta, one he has a fever, Vahai Bechoyle Machas Uftsina, Trash Uftsina Yefois, Sheni Yochel Lozes Mkoyman, if his mom is sick because he got knocked out, he's overworked, so that deer right now can't move. So maybe even if you come to get him, he's not going to run away from you. So then you're Potter. Mashenkin, if he just have a fever, he's sick, but so what? When he sees a man coming to run away from the person, it's not called nitzud, it's called doing a ma'aseh tzeid on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, hatzad chagovim. Somebody catches grasshoppers on Shabbos. Or else gazin, trashia gazin, min chagav tor. Another type of grasshopper, that's kosher. V'nechol, people eat it. Or else zarin, that's hornets. V'yatushim, type of gants. V'shabbos, is chayiv. Divrei Meir. Meir says yichayiv. V'achom moinrim, no, it depends. If this is a min that people capture it, so then it's called the chosh of a melacha. Of a chol shein b'mino nitzet poter. It's like a melacha shein svich l'gufam. Nobody catches ants. Nobody catches hornets. So it's not b'mino nitzet. You do this faith on Shabbos, you're poter. It's a melacha shein svich l'gufam. Rashi shein b'mino nitzet. Tzirin v'yatushin shein l'tzaruch. You don't need it. So it's a melacha shein svich l'gufam, you're poter. Tani iduch hatzad chagovim b'shas hatal poter. If you capture chagovim as grasshoppers, this is called you need it because people eat grasshoppers. So it depends. If you capture them b'shas hatal when it dew comes down, you poter. A chiddush Rashi because einaya misavoris. Because when the dew comes down, they're like blind. The grasshoppers v'rehem nitzadim yoyndim. They can't move. So they're cold like nitzadim yoyndim. Therefore you poter. B'shas hasrov when it's very hot, then chayiv because they could run away. So now you're capturing them, it's called doing a melech at Seidim. Eloza ben avoy yoymer, im hoyo mekal choy suvoyos potter. If there's Rashi, har beb yachem, a whole bunch of grasshoppers came in front of you at one time, and you capture them, you're potter. Rashi shem zumonim likach. The mamash right in front of your nose, just like a handful, and such a thing you're potter, it doesn't pass through mechai before. Evoy lehu, eloza ben avoy yareshe koi or yasefe koi. Which case is he going? Is he going to Chumra? That's what the Tanakam said when it's Tal, when there's dew, it is blind, it's called captured, it's only a lot of them together. But if you have a little bit, you'll be Chayiv. Or he goes in the Sefer, no. That's what we say when it's sunny outside. They run away from you. So if you capture them, you Chayiv, you know it's only if you have a few of them. But if you have a whole bunch at one time, then you Chayiv. Mer Toshma, Hatzad Chagovim B'Shas HaTal, Potter. if you catch grasshoppers when it's dew outside, since then they're like blind, they can't move anyway, you're potter on Shabbos. If you capture them when it's hot outside, then they could run away. That's how we say, even when it's hot outside, we say, if a bunch of them come at one shot, so the mom is right in front of your nose, you capture them, it's not called the chshivas of the tzeder. You're not too enough anything on Shabbos. You'll get them anyway. Yeah. It's in the next Mishnah. Tzvi shenichnas labayis, a deer that came into the house on Shabbos, and somebody closed the door in front of him, chayiv. That's called melechet seder. But you closing the door, he can't go outside, you chayiv. Nor l'shnayim p'turim. If two people close the door, then they're both potter, because of life shnayim, shesu is potter. Lo yoch l'echet linol, v'no l'shnayim. The door is so heavy, one person couldn't close it by himself. He needed two people to close the door, then chayovim. That's called zayin yochov. Zayin yochov, that's a b'yudu shittet yichayiv. We have Shimon Poiter, which we had before, Machlokes Hadidash and Psukim. If Shimon has three Pturim by two people doing it, that even the case by Zeni Yochum, where it's a derech now for both of them to do it, still if Shimon knows Potem. Om Rav Yimei Barabu, Om Shmuel, Hatzad Ari B'Shabbos. If you capture, you want to make a Seder on the Ri, a line on Shabbos. You should know, Ein Chayiv, Ashech Nesenu, Legur Zaki Shaloi. You only Chayiv, you bring him into his metal iron cage. It has to be a Gesunte cage, the lion gets caught there on Shabbos. Trashi, yeah, bias mishom also like him in taiva. It has to be a very, very good bias to capture a lion. Otherwise, he'll just run away and avadi be potter.